This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 3, we are lucky enough to be joined by one Larry Anderson, who every time he comes on, Phil's win the night before now. So thanks for the win, LA.
Yeah.
Thank you for the win.
We're going to make this a daily show?
Right. Hey, I'm in if you are. Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
If we won, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good record. Somebody call the Phils, call WIP Management. There has to be a way for us to work this out. So, big topic today. Bryce gets hit yesterday. Phils don't, no retaliation. If I assume you would have liked to have seen some sort of retaliation from the Phillies. Is that correct?
Yeah, at some point. It doesn't. When you play a team as many times as we play them, it doesn't have to be the next hitter. But I'd rather see it done right away, personally. But it's just the game's different. It's changed, and that's not part of the game anymore. I guess you don't have to protect your players anymore. Which I don't know. You used to try and protect your players as a pitcher, but. Now it's, as many times as we've been low bridged, and I'm not saying you got to throw at somebody's head, but knock somebody down, throw one in under their, under their armpit or something, make them get out of the way, make them move their feet. But when you don't even, nobody even gets uncomfortable. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's all now. It's just a matter of opinion. It's old school, which they want to get rid of, versus which I. Old school means knowing baseball. That's all old school is.
That's right.
Playing baseball the way it's meant to be played. Mm-hmm. And when people want to call it old school, it's just there's nothing analytical to say you can't do that or shouldn't do it or you should do it. Well, maybe analytics will probably say you can't hit, shouldn't hit guys, but I don't know. I just don't agree with it.
That's
my opinion.
Yeah.
Nah, man, and you're more than entitled to it.
At the risk of sounding like a coward, and trust me, LA, one full hour of listeners calling me a coward for this, I'm used to it. Let me devil's advocate just for a second here.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the Braves, team 2-3 games under 500, had big expectations. They're maybe looking for like a spark, right? And the last thing I want to do with the Mets right on our tail and the Braves sort of underwater is give them any reason to rally behind anything. Is there a concern at all that you go back at them and then all of a sudden, like, maybe they win that game and then all of a sudden the Braves, I know it sounds like simplistic and it's more than this, but all of a sudden the Braves are feeling themselves a little bit and we've like woken them up. Like there's a part of me that was just like, beat them, let them stay under 500, 10 games behind us, don't even worry about it. Does that enter your mind at all?
It's a valid point. It is. And I don't question it. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be right away, but it's tough to do, especially in a 1-0 game where every base runner, could be the ball game. So in that situation, there were times when it didn't matter the situation. You protected your player, and especially one of your better players, or if not your best player, you protect them, and that's just the way it was. And again, I'm not saying you got to hit somebody in the neck or throw at their head. You throw something inside and well off the plate, and if they don't want to move, they get hit. And if they want to move, okay. But at least you let them know, hey, we didn't appreciate that. And that's really, as much as anything, is saying, we're not going to allow you to keep doing that. And it's happened to a lot, not necessarily against the Braves, but other teams. Harper's been hit, three times now in the last week?
Yep.
Bohm was getting low bridged earlier on. He wasn't really hitting that well at the time, but there was still pitches. And even if it's unintentional, it's like, well, then put somebody out there that knows where the ball's going.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the pitches that Strider threw to Harper, they were all around the plate except that one. It wasn't even close. And that's what I said when it happened. I said, that wasn't even close. he's got better command than that. and to me, and it very well could have been a case of saying, and I've done this before myself on a mound, saying, okay, I want to throw a fastball in, but if I miss, I'm going to miss in. So, and when you get that in your head, all of a sudden, you know, you end up pulling the ball a foot further in than you planned on. But you're saying, I'm not going to leave it out over the plate. I'm going to make sure it's in. And maybe there wasn't any intent there. But when you think that, then you open yourself up to a chance to hit a guy. But if you're okay with that, then that's what you have to do. That's the way you have to think. Because you don't want to make a mistake to him out over the plate. So, that very well could be what happened. But, I mean, that ball was so far in that he had no chance to get out of the way of that. And for that, I just say, you know, make Ozuna move his feet. You know, low bridge him one time. Make him go down. Mm-hmm. And if they don't want to do that, if they want to stand there and get hit, then they can wear it, and then it's done. But I don't know. I don't know what it's like down on the field anymore. I really think the game's lost me. It's passed me by.
No, we don't agree that.
Game hasn't lost you. It hasn't passed you by. I don't care how many numbers and metrics and analytics they come up with. The game is the game, and you know the game very well. And to the point you just made about Strider throwing that ball inside, there's nothing there that eliminates the possibility that he was sending a message. So if he's sending a message and he winds up hitting Bryce Harper, to me, whether he intended to do it or not, it's just as he may as well have intended to do it, because he's certainly sending a message throwing a high and inside like that with a fastball. And like I said, maybe he didn't want to hit him, but he certainly wanted him to back off the plate some.
Yeah, I mean, there's no – I don't think there's any question about that, Ike. And you know, we're not in his head, so we can't – I mean, I can't positively say he did it on purpose. And I don't know if he did. I really don't. But I know, he, like you just said, he wanted that ball inside, and he was not going to leave it on a plate. And it's basically you're saying in your head, you're going, if I make a mistake and go too far and hit him, so what? So be it.
Yep.
But, you know, does that mean he intended to hit him? No, but it meant that he doesn't care if he hits him, which kind of is close to the same thing.
Yeah, I would agree that.
Same thing.
Well, do you think, all right, so they don't do anything. Do you think Bryce Harper is sitting somewhere saying, throw at somebody.
What the hell is going on here?
Do you think he is part of, obviously you're just guessing, but do you think that he is affected or thinks about the fact that they did not, or at least have not retaliated?
I mean, as good as Harper is and as much as that hurt, I would think he would want somebody to back him up, to protect him there. I don't know. Krucky might have mentioned this on TV last night. Back in when I was playing in '93, Hollins was getting hit right and left, and he finally said, and it really was what led to our brawl in spring training, because Hollins had said to our pitchers, to the five starters, he said, "I got hit a ton last year. If I get hit again, I'm not, and nothing happens, I'm not going out to the mound. I'm going to come after one of you guys."
That sounds like something Hollins would say, by the way. Yeah.
Huh?
Sounds like something Hollins would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was serious, and if you knew Davey back then, you had to take him serious, and you better take him serious, and because if it happens, you're really going to be sorry. Yeah. It's just not going to go well for you. It really led to the brawl. I believe it was Tommy Green that drilled I don't remember who it was, but it led to a brawl.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's it. I mean, you take care of your players. I would think Harper would be like, I think he would appreciate somebody saying, "Hey, I'm not going to let that happen to you. You're my guy. That's not going to happen."
Well, Hollins' nickname was Psycho, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
He had a couple.
Yeah. On to the Phils, who keep on winning, by the way, which is excellent. I know this sounds crazy, but like, at what point can we start to compare this staff to the 2011 staff? Because You know, it sounds nuts, but then you go, whoa, Halladay, Wheeler, and then the way Lizardo's pitching and the way Sanchez continues to pitch, and even with Nola not even part of it, it just seems their top four right now, with Ranger looking this way, are as good as I can remember a top four ever looking for the Phils.
I think they're right there. I mean, they're right there with that, with the 2011 team, with Halladay and Cliff Lee. I mean, that's Wheeler and Lizardo, righty lefty. I mean, it's very similar. And then you go down the line, it's like, it's, I mean, you go, what, they have Hamels at that time, Roy Oswalt.
Yep.
We got, as you said, Ranger and Sanchez and Nola, when Nola's on track, when he's, you know, when he's himself. And he was, I think he was really getting back to himself when his ankle thing happened. And that just, I think, you can just toss out that game that he tried to pitch on it, because it's, I mean, it's still not right. So, you know, he was doing something different at that time when he got, you know, blown out. But to his credit, kudos to him for trying to go out there and give him the innings. And but I mean, you look at that, look at this rotation when he's healthy, and I mean, man, I don't know. I mean, you can certainly compare him, and I think everybody has a opinion of which one is better. I don't know if anybody could say which one is better definitively. I just don't. That's how good this rotation is, outstanding right now, anyway.
And yeah. And last thing, LA, the talk about the rotation, but also Alvarado goes down, and Kirkering's been great. Romano seems to have found himself. Like, even the bullpen, see, Tanner Banks, I don't know, all year has looked, I don't expect much of him. He's not facing lefties. When he's facing lefties, he's pretty good. I don't know. The bullpen, it does not look like the same weakness that it looked like
it was
a month
first
or 6 weeks
into
ago.
The season.
Yeah.
And I think part of it too is realizing, I think, in themselves, and not that they didn't do it before, but before it was like you had Alvarado. He was going to be your closer, or, you know, one of your closers. And it was kind of a safety net. So I think guys maybe got a little more relaxed.
Right.
And then he goes down, all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, everybody moves up a step. They're moved up, you know, closer to the back end of the bullpen. And it's like, man, I gotta bear down. And they've taken a bull by the horns, and they've done a terrific job. I mean, Strom's back. His velocity's back now, getting closer to where it was before. I think that's going to be a big difference. And so everybody's, you know, like you said, Kirkering's doing a nice job. Everybody's just picking it up and saying, this is what we got to do. This is where we're at. And we're not going to, you know, let Alvarado's situation hold us back any.
Yeah, and I can really see it with Romano now. I didn't see it at the beginning of the year, really, but he's been, like, aside from the home run, was it in Colorado? I forget, or was it in Sacramento?
Yeah, the Kurtz home run.
Yeah, he's looked unhittable, actually. Like, Romano has looked pretty lights out, so.
He has, and I will say this, and not to make excuses, I don't like to make excuses for anybody, but I will make excuses for this, for that mound out there. Was everybody had a problem with it. It seemed to, you know, but you know, it's hard to say anything, because then you look like, oh, I'm making excuses. It's like, if it's bad, it's bad. And to me, like I was talking yesterday in the office, like Romano looked like out in Sacramento, like he was pitching on a trampoline. I mean, he was bouncing around every some forward off to the side. It was all over the place. And when the mound, you're not comfortable on a mound, I can tell you, it makes a huge difference. And a lot of these guys just weren't comfortable on a mound. Fortunately, got through it, but you know, and that was the one to me, the one kind of tough game for Jordan. That he just, but I blame it on the mound, because he's come back and pitched great last night, threw the ball great, and I think confidence for all the guys down in the pen is making a big difference.
All right, LA. Well, we're going to keep up these wins. We expect them now out of you. So
you're like Carlton 72, pal. It's win day.
Yeah,
exactly. And if don't call me, you know, next week if we didn't win.
They do lose.
Yeah, you're out, buddy. If that happens, you're out. All right, LA. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so yesterday was 100 days till the Eagles kick off against the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
And every day that we're on the air,
yep,
we're going to have another question
first, the game is officially canceled.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. Tonight's game is postponed. Oh. Split doubleheader tomorrow. First game 1:05, second game 6:45. Well, so if you have
pretty big news.
Yeah, sorry.
There should be no retaliation tonight.
Well, you can retaliate tomorrow.
No, I know.
What's the difference?
You got two chances.
Yeah, got two chances tomorrow. Both games.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Another tough work day for us.
How about this? Keep throwing baseballs at them until they're bleeding. I don't care how many guys you have to hit. So yeah,
get a hatchet. Why not?
Yeah. Come on. Why stop with a baseball? So yeah, tonight's game is postponed. Split double. So if you have tickets for tonight, that game is 1:05 tomorrow. And tomorrow night, 6:45 game stays as is. So so every day for the Eagles, we are going to ask another question about the 2025 Eagles. And we call it this.
Every day Eagles.
That's right. Everyday Eagles, which we don't normally do. So 99 days, Ike. We are 99 days from the kickoff of the 2025 season. Mm-hmm. The question today, and we'll learn a little bit more about this when we have Elliott on at 4, at least a little bit more, is starting cornerback on the opposite side of Quinyon Mitchell. And our options are, as I see them, we have Keely Ringo, who is the beat writer's favorite. You know, a lot of physical tools, Keely Ringo. We have Adoree Jackson, who is a former Giant, who the Eagles signed in the offseason. We have Eli Ricks. And I suppose, though I think it's unlikely, we could have Cooper DeJean start on the opposite side of Quinyon Mitchell sometimes as well.
And Elliott said that Cooper DeJean was starting in base defense on the outside.
Huh. How about that? So do you look surprised?
I'm totally shocked.
Yeah, I'd be surprised too. How would you handicap this whole thing?
Well, let's just start off. I don't see Cooper playing outside. However, few times they decide to play base defense, I guess maybe he could be out there as the outside corner. I just don't see that to be likely very often, as most teams don't even play base defense very often in games. That being said, don't worry, Cooper will be out there, and I think he'll be a main factor in the defense. But to your question, who's on that other side? If I'm being honest, I don't have anybody that I'm saying should be the starter right now.
Right.
So, in fear of not being definitive with my answer, I'm going to have to be non-definitive.
How about this? Handicap it like if we say Ringo, Jackson, Ricks, right?
Yeah.
Give me a percent chance you think each guy is the starter. That way you're...
I think it's pretty much the way you just listed them.
It's Ringo won.
I would think Ringo gets to, it's his job to lose.
Yeah. I think they probably want Ringo to win the job.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, is they want him to win it. But
there's something there, in my opinion. And this is his third year?
Yes.
This is a big year. Because, you know, my old coach, the late, great Jim Johnson, you know, once told me, and he believed that by your third year, you're sort of defining who you are in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is the third year pretty much shows what you're going to be and who you're going to be in the NFL. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, players will usually have either shown you this is what they are or this is what they aren't. And so this is big for Keely and Sidney Brown, and we'll talk about him on another day when we talk about that position. It's because it's now or never. Either you're going to prove yourself to be a starter or you're going to be a backup. All right? You're going to be a backup. I know this personally.
Yeah.
I was in that position. So I know this personally.
Well, I almost think it's a little bit like Tyler Steen, right?
Right.
If this isn't the year for you.
That's another prime example.
Right.
Yes.
If this isn't the year, and I actually think that year might have been last year for Tyler Steen, mm-hmm. but if this isn't the year for you, then you're not going to make it here.
Well, you're not going to be a starter.
Right,
You're a backup.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much how they're going to view you. So I think Keely gets the first shot. I would imagine he'd have to be a liability out there for them to go to Adoree Jackson. Only reason I say that is because he's younger, and so you would want him to be the guy that's opposite Quinyon Mitchell. You go to Adoree if you feel like Keeley can't be the starter.
Yeah.
Adoree's the veteran. He understands coverages. He understands down and distance. He understands situational football. He's their insurance policy if the young player doesn't live up to what they expect. So I think Keeley gets the first shot, and if it's his job to lose, and then it's Adoree if Keeley doesn't win it.
I think it's
Eli Ricks is the backup.
I think it's worth noting that Keeley Ringo wasn't even the first backup last year. Isaiah Rodgers
was. Exactly.
And I think like the...
It's much like Sidney.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the question for me is, or the other part of this is, Vic Fangio doesn't seem to care about like... I'm not saying he's like some bandit or whatever, does whatever he wants, but the organizational priority of my gut would be, if you'd ask Howie, he'd say, give Keeley every chance right. in the world. Whereas Vic Fangio is going to look and say, if Adoree Jackson gives him a better chance of having a better defense, I feel like Vic Fangio is just going to start Adoree Jackson.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
that, and he should.
Yeah, and that's what
we got high expectations.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
And so Coach Fangio is going to put guys out there that he can rely on. That the number one thing for a defensive coordinator, man, is can he trust you? Meaning that, do you know what the hell you're supposed to be doing out there? Now, it's one thing physically if you can't do it, but from a mental standpoint, you can't be out there making mental mistakes because you break down and you compromise the entire defense when you don't know what you're supposed to do out there. And that's where Adoree Jackson comes in at.
Right.
As sort of the veteran guy that you can put out there. And that's why Isaiah Rodgers got the shot of being out there, even though it was his first year in the defense.
Yep.
He's been in the league long enough that he understands coverages down and distance and all those sorts of things.
Well, and you just saw last year Fangio basically not playing Devin White and basically not playing Bryce Huff, even though the team had indicated they now look, obviously they believed a lot more in Bryce Huff. Devin White was a 1-year $5 million deal. But it was still something.
$5 million.
Yeah, $5 million. It's not nothing.
Yes.
You know, and same with Bryce Huff was, but we forget this sometimes. Bryce Huff was the most guaranteed money they handed out last offseason. More than Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Yeah. So it
should they did not extend Bryce Huff this offseason like
they
extended
Saquon. Million? They didn't give him $40 million. $40 million guaranteed.
Bryce Huff, who was he at practice today?
Reportedly not. There.
Reportedly not. We'll find out from Elliot who else what wasn't there.
Better be some excused absences.
It better be. Maybe he had what did Jalen say?
Oh no, that was Kerry Williams.
Sconces. Yeah, he was picking out sconces. What did Jalen say when they asked him why he went to the why did he go to the
scheduling
White House?
Conflict.
Scheduling conflict.
Scheduling. Hold on. Scheduling conflict, and that's not pertinent right now.
Yes.
And no follow-up question.
Yeah. And then A.J. Brown, I had a personal commitment, not political.
Not political. That didn't do anybody in the White House.
Yep. All right. Coming up next.
Bryce Huff doesn't get that.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't get scheduling conflicts.
No. I wonder if Bryce Huff, if he changed his number. I wonder if anyone knows how to get in touch with Bryce Huff.
I thought you meant his number.
No, his actual phone number, you know. Coming up next, you know, I'm actually concerned about this guy. A potentially broken man is coming up next. So we are the official Flyer show in Philadelphia.
Always have been.
And we do Flyers in 50 with Broads, 3:30 every Wednesday, usually.
Broads ought to be excited.
Well, but last Friday.
Yeah, but he got emasculated last Friday.
He got pantsed by Al Morgani.
Yeah.
So
shockingly.
The question is, does Broads have the normal Broads energy coming up next?
He's been broken.
Yeah.
Now I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, a broken man. He's a broken man.
He was tweeting about out-of-bounds plays by Tom Thibodeau Obi last night.
I saw that.
I mean.
Who are you trying to fool?
Who are they? Seriously.
Can you see me tweeting about like what happened in a hockey game?
He can't even spell basketball.
Yeah.
Let alone. Shoot basketball. I mean, what are you talking about?
He's watching the game going, yeah, why are these guys on skates?
Yeah, what a sick out-of-bounds play by Tails.
Can you dump it, Chase, in basketball?
Wow.
All right. Flyers in 50 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are the official Flyers show in Philadelphia. We prove it every week with Flyers in 50 with our guy Broads. You there, Broads?
I can't watch a basketball game on a Tuesday night and have fun without getting criticized. What the hell?
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's all flyered up.
What? what? What'd I do? Isn't this the segment? Whoa, Flyers and Bindi?
Oh, look at that. I like that outfit there, brother. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, bro.
It's a casual fit. It's a Wednesday. You know what I mean? Yeah. Rainy day. There's no real sports on today now.
Well, that makes this even harder, actually. And, you know, in my previous life, I was a program director, and I've had to give people bad news before. Unfortunately, I have some bad news for you in that, given your performance last Friday against Al, you've been replaced.
Time for Philly's real hockey guy. Actual hockey analysis, minus the bad tattoos. It's A Minute with Morganti.
Wow, A Minute with Morganti.
Oh, you guys are mean. I wish the Phillies pitching staff was as mean as you guys.
Well, we needed some real hockey analysis from the real hockey expert on the station.
This is horrible. I feel terrible. It's all your fault, Spike. All your fault.
Is this pre-recorded?
No, he's there.
No, this is live.
What's up? Well, listen, this is how much respect Al is. A respectful man, how much respect he has.
Well, yeah, respectful. He showed up at 3:30. I don't know how respectful you think he is.
Well, he recalled back in after our big argument to just talk about how great the segment was, which is just fantastic. And I'll be joining the Flyers pod tomorrow morning.
Oh, this is so desperate and sad. Why don't you give us some Flyers info,
Try to get back in the good graces.
This is all your fault, Spike. You should have called that off earlier. The kid was bleeding from his ears. I did everything but field dress him and throw him in the truck, and you let it go on and on.
No, that's ridiculous. That's not true. I put up a fight. Maybe the nose was touching the earlobe by the end, but I had a couple jabs in there, Al.
You had too much respect. You're supposed to go right for the jugular. You've got a situation. You're Morgan Wallen. I'm Willie Nelson. You should be able to just bury me in that.
Yeah, but it's nonsense, because once I started getting personal with your friends, you have this organic flame that I just don't have in the fight.
Well, anyway, if you're looking at the Flyers now, I will tell you, Broads, I will tell you that I am following this Carter Hart trial.
And so it am is, I. Yeah, this it, is
It insane. Is icky. It is icky, but I'm telling you, that's now with the judge. They've thrown out two juries. It's bizarre. And the more you get into it, the more you realize the Flyers may have a choice to make on whether they're interested in bringing him back if he's cleared as a free agent. In the meantime, they got to do something this summer. There's a Russian player they could get. There's free agents. There's veterans goaltenders in case they don't go that way. Here's the deal with the Flyers. You can do two things at once. I know the other winner team didn't want to do it this way. You can play chess while you play checkers. And they have to play checkers in the regular season. They got to go out and get a top-notch or at least a viable veteran centerman to bring these guys along, especially Michkov. So there's no fooling around this summer. It starts with the draft or just before. Go out and make something happen so you can succeed this season and then have your plans from beyond.
Wow, look at that real hockey analysis. Let me ask you this, Al. And then, shush, Rhodes. You know, be quiet. I'm asking the smart guy here.
I'm on the bench over here waiting for my shift.
It looks, and you're all in the equipment today. Yeah, I'm telling you, it makes
good,
me feel way
good,
worse,
yes.
though. Do you think, all right, so the question with Carter Hart would be, if for some reason the trial does not go the way, like he does not get convicted,
right.
But there is still that thing in the air, do you think the Flyers would have the stomach, even if he didn't get convicted, to bring him back in? Because you know somebody will.
So of course, I think Vegas certainly would, or Edmonton, where he's from, depending on what they do with the cup here. I think it depends on what comes out in this trial, just how... Yeah. Graphic it is here on what went on.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Spike, if you go read the transcripts and see what happens. Now, to have two juries thrown out and then to have a key piece of, quote, evidence thrown out from a player, if you're the Crown right now, it's what they call the case in Canada, the people that are bringing the case, the government. I don't think you've got much here on what went on. I'm not condoning anything, obviously, but they are making a pretty strong case, in my opinion, that these guys should not be convicted, that it was kind of a lot of consensual stuff went on.
Hmm. Well, you know, the thing that happened now, goalie's more important than a punter, but in the NFL with Matt Areza, who was, by the way, mostly cleared of everything that he did, but it took a year for anybody to decide to sign him again. But, you know, a young goalie, Carter Hart's still a young guy, right? I mean, boy, he's 27, 28
yeah,
years old.
Younger. And the fact that he's a product of, you know, bringing him in, played here, it's just, to me, it's the all-time warning on what's gone on here with young athletes. You just can't get it. You're not going to get away with anything, and there's always video of everything. So, I mean, it's a nasty story. But to your point, I think it's ownership and not management that would have to deal with this. And you're dealing with a big company. I think that would be the issue, Spike, on what you would do with corporate ownership that they have.
Now,
can
bro,
I throw something Al's way real quick?
What do you think, Jeff?
Al segment.
It goes back to our big debate about Rick Tocchet being able to bring in guys. How about Thatcher Demko? Can we get Vancouver's netminder, Thatcher Demko, take a look at what's happening there, and then we get to snag our netminder?
Well, he's certainly being kept in play. I mean, he's injured. I mean, he's got an injury history. That would be something. But to me, if this kid's cleared, and I make it clear, if he's innocent of this, I think that would be the way to go, a young goaltender like that. And there's certainly, goaltenders, God knows, they've got a young Russian guy that's presumably going to come over. But it's like with all coaches, you're only as good as your goaltending. And that's where the Flyers are going to have to land this year.
Wow. Well, this was honestly the most informative version of this segment we've ever had.
You're such a you-know-what.
And he's sitting there in the hole, like Flyers. He's got the gloves on.
I got the gloves.
He looks like an idiot.
I was ready to go. I was so fired up, ready to bounce back.
And then he got pantsed.
Yeah.
Yeah, pantsed twice, 2 weeks in a row. I mean, this job is just disgusting.
Rhodes will be on our podcast tomorrow with Ashland.
So. Okay.
There you go.
And you can get that wherever you get your podcast. Also, the free
right,
Odyssey.
South Philly sauce.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Rhodes, it was a good run. Thanks, Al.
First off, I filled in for your show on Monday. Didn't play any tricks. All right, no Daryl Morey sucks day, which was part of my plan, like Jalen Hurts appreciation day. So I did just the standard protocol. You know, I mean, I'm here for you. And somehow I get backhanded in the face like I'm Chris Rock.
Well, it was Lakin's idea. This was all Lakin's idea. I don't know.
So you guys sent Broads out there alone. He's like a helicopter, no wings. Everybody else got wings. Broads goes out there alone.
Look, man, he is with the big boys now. You got to throw him in the deep end and hope he can swim. So,
well, I can swim, damn it. I had to go back to the tape, by the way. When you're a fighter, when I watch UFC, in the moment, they get all, what? I didn't win. And then they go back to the tape and they realize, hey, there were some flaws.
No.
Yeah.
Don't go back in the tape. You got a family. Don't make him go through it.
No, I went to the tape. I saw what he did. You threw a couple of chirps. See, I went in maybe a suit and tie, very formal debate. You went in glass banger. You're calling me, you know, a piece of crap. You're throwing chirps my way. So now I know for game two, your ass is gone.
Pause.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Al.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.
There it is.
Oh, man.
See you guys.
See you, Broads.
Hi, Broads.
Yeah. Flyers in 50 becomes a minute with Morgani. Oh, man. Poor Broads.
I didn't even know he was going to get all dressed up either.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, made it even better.
If you're just listening, not watching, Broads was wearing a Flyer sweater, had the gloves on, had a stick.
Man, he had everything but the skates and a hat.
Yeah,
and
we didn't see his feet. He could have had skates on.
Yeah.
It really made me sad to tell him as he was all dressed up like I was firing a little kid or something.
Yeah, as soon as I saw him in the video, I'm like, oh, God, man, this is not good, man. He was pumped up for this one today.
By the way, his face.
Yeah.
If you get the chance, you should go back and watch that on YouTube. His face, when I was telling him you've been replaced, was truly like real sad stuff.
Yep.
Real sad stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. We always got to let bros know he's on thin ice here.
Yep.
Not to make it a hockey thing.
Yeah. Oh, nice pun.
Yeah. But again, like some of these guys, like Buzz, you know, Buzz showing a little bit of cockiness. He's got his feet off in the studio.
Yeah, or shoes off. Yeah, he definitely needs to be reeled back in. Yeah. Yes.
Or he's going to be ranked third behind Morgenstein and Morgenstein, maybe even fourth behind our new Phillies insider, Alex Call.
Alex Call, he'll be third too. By the way, 10-year anniversary yesterday for Buzz of the Six Flags disaster.
Oh, wow. And how did he celebrate? New pair of underwear?
Yeah, maybe he washed himself.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Colonial Hyundai. They're always washed when you show up at Colonial Hyundai. They have that brand new dealership, brand new showroom. John Ashdale, the cars are making sure everything fast, easy, better every time you go to Colonial Hyundai. And until May 31st, it's very, very special. It's normally special. Normally very special, I would say, when you go to Colonial. That's very, very special. You have your choice between two great things. One, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. And they've got a great stock right now. They've got Elantras. They've got Palisades. They've got Konas. They've got, you know, the Ioniq 5, the Ioniq 6. 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Or you can get $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. No matter what condition. Might have two wheels. Maybe the windows don't even come down anymore when you hit the buttons. Whatever it is, they're going to give you $6,500 for your trade. You have your choice between those two until May 31st. You're also going to get great financing at Colonial, help you out with price that way. So your financing is low as 0%. And every new Hyundai from Colonial comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, and you get 3 years of complimentary maintenance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Will you be upset if the Phillies don't retaliate against the Braves? 52.2% say yes. Torin in Souderton, you're on WIP. What's up, Torin?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was about to leave you guys. All right, first and foremost, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
All right, I'll take you off a speaker. I know it's a faux pas. Can I get some Ike juice, please?
Yep. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice,
Ike juice. You better ramp this up, Torin.
Oh, my God.
Anthony in Hatfield, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hi. I was calling to bring up the Harper getting hit again and how the Phillies don't retaliate. I firmly believe that every team has the right to retaliate if one of their players get hit. I don't understand why the Phillies haven't done it for years and years. I remember growing up and seeing Utley play, sliding the people, and Utley being voted as a dirty player. I remember baseball being like that. People just played hard. I think it's just because a lot of baseball players got soft.
You said you think they should be allowed. So you said the rules should permit a team to hit a player on a team when one of their players gets hit.
That's not necessarily a rule. I would say like team morale based, like protecting your family kind of deal.
Do you think Spencer Strider hit Bryce Harper on purpose?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, you do?
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Well, then fine. Yeah, I don't think he did. I don't think the prevailing opinion is that he did. And, every time somebody says they should hit him, my response is always, okay, and then what? And then what? Like, then is it just over? Or, like, what have we gained by putting a player on first base?
It's a very fine line. I do agree with what you're saying to walk on.
Yeah.
However, if we continue to allow it to happen, it's going to be, well, if they're soft, they're just going to allow it to happen. So why not just throw at them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I honestly, not to cut you off, Anthony, I don't even think it's a fine line. quite frankly. I think you're in a benefit because it's early enough in the season. You're in first place, so you're not in a position where you're trying to get into a playoff position or, you know, or you're on a four-game losing streak and you can't afford to give away a game because you're trying to get back on a winning track. The Phillies, because of their schedule, they've had a pretty good month. They have the best record in baseball. We know it's early, so the record doesn't matter as much to me as much as it does to show your player, to show your teammate that you have his back. And I think that is more valuable than a win in May. I just do. I think it's more valuable than a win in May. I think Bryce Harper will certainly feel a lot better. These baseball players know they're going to lose a game. This is not football. So it's not like they're not going to lose another game this year. This means more to me right now than winning the game.
All right.
It means more. And Bryce has been hit three times in the last four games. Like, what are we doing?
Maybe he's too close to the plate. Well, let me ask you this.
Right? That may be the case, but I'm just saying.
Well, let me ask you this. All right. You said, what if Bryce Harper had gotten hurt? Mm-hmm. Now, I know I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but let's say Ranger throws at Acuna. Acuna gets hit. Acuna storms the mound. Ranger gets hurt.
Well, I tell you what, if Acuna storms the mound and JT's, what is he doing back there, drinking coffee?
Yeah, no.
Well, he better get Acuna before he gets the Ranger.
Yeah, I just think you're opening the door for, like...
We are the Fightins! You don't agree?
Yeah, Spike.
Yeah, you don't agree that we're the Fightins?
Like,
what are you talking? Yeah, we...
I guess.
What are we doing? We just the Fightins in name only?
I just feel like this.
Do we actually put some action behind this?
I feel like all this tough guy stuff is nonsense.
Us.
It's not, though.
Now,
what do you mean it's not us?
What do you mean it's not us? It is us.
In this city?
Really?
Yes.
I truly believe that the Braves, if Strider did it on purpose, mm-hmm. are trying to bait us into this sort of stuff.
You remember when Chris Baker hit Nick Foles?
Yes.
You remember what Jason Peters did?
Yes, I do.
The bodyguard.
Yes.
Yes. That's what we need more of.
It's football.
You remember when they threw it at Shane Victorino? Hiroki Kuroda?
And he was like, don't throw it out here, throw it in. He was telling him, don't throw it in his head. He's telling me, okay.
Yes, yeah,
you remember
that?
Yeah. You remember out in San Francisco, they threw it at Victorino again, and Eli Whiteside was acting like a clown, and benches cleared. And it was a heated rivalry, Phil's Giants.
Yeah.
You know, that's camaraderie.
Yeah.
That shows you got your teammates back.
Yeah.
And again, if someone attacked you, we would defend you.
Yeah.
No one's attacking me.
You don't know that.
Well, it could
better
happen,
keep your head on
the
swivel.
Yeah.
Unless it's Chuck.
Well, yeah. I mean, Chuck has specifically said that he will. Actually, Herb said he would today.
Yeah, but no one's...
I'm going to tell you, if Herb attacks you, I got to at least let it go for a few minutes.
A little bit.
Just so I can see how this thing plays itself out.
I think Big V threatened me once.
No. I wouldn't let Chuck get a hold of you. I don't want to see how that plays out.
That would not go well.
Yeah, but Herb?
Well, if...
It might be an even match up there.
For fun, yeah.
If Chuck came at me, I would just put my hand on his head like that.
You just hold him back.
Swinging.
You wouldn't be able to reach
yeah.
you. See, y'all didn't have a visual here. I had to explain what he was doing.
All right, Ant. I got you, brother. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you, man. It really doesn't happen in baseball very much anymore. Baseball and hockey, the amount of fighting in both of those sports has gone down considerably.
And
in
hockey
the last
has too?
Yeah, it's definitely not what it was.
They don't drop the gloves.
They fight sometimes, but I mean, when we were growing up, fighting in hockey was, I mean, there were specific fighters on every team.
Dude,
and
I'll never forget watching Outside the Lines report
yeah.
on fighting in hockey.
Oh, yeah.
And the guys who were sort of the designated fighters, whether you were the goon or you were the guy that has to go fight.
Sure.
The amount of guys who basically lived in fear of having to do that, knowing that that was their role. Now, you said you had some guys who embraced it and didn't mind because they knew they were going to pummel somebody. But then you have the guys that weren't necessarily great fighters but knew that's what they had to go do as their role. And they just talked about the depression and anxiety they would have
that
going
they were
into
have
games
to fight.
Knowing that. Yeah, knowing that was their role.
Well, yeah. I mean, the great ones were great. I mean, you want to spend all day on YouTube watching Domi and Probert videos of those guys blasting each other. Honestly, the thing I would be terrified of is you see one guy get cut by a blade or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Because then we go from playing hockey to I got to see you in the locker room.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the parking lot. Yeah. This is going past hockey. Yeah, I'm going to be outside waiting on you if I start bleeding.
Yeah, I miss
from
it.
From ice skating.
I miss it in hockey. It always felt silly to me in baseball. I think always the funniest thing to me in baseball was when somebody would storm the mound and the dugouts would empty, the guys coming from the bullpen are just so far away.
and they aren't sprinting.
No.
They're light jogging.
Yeah, it's like,
there.
Oh, could this end before I get there?
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like the bullpen pitchers are always eye-rolling on their way in.
Like, yeah, it's like, come on.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. No. Maybe watch it from afar.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Meanwhile, if I was a bullpen guy, I'd be like, it's like being in a starter stance to get out there on the field, man.
Oh, you'd be waiting.
Man.
Yeah.
No, Papelbon would have the tribal tattoo out ready to go.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, you guys don't like Papelbon. I like Papelbon. I wish we had Papelbon here.
Philly's all-time leader in saves.
He is. Yeah, and probably will end the all-time leader in saves unless something changes in baseball.
We can't let that happen.
Well, just so happens that the save has become a meaningless stat in baseball.
Yeah, but it's not that. Out. It's not like that far out of reach.
Not that far out of reach.
What, you got 300 or something
three,
like that?
Three seasons as a regular closer should get it done.
How many saves does he have? I'm surprised.
I think it's like 100.
So I'm surprised he has more than like Bedrosian was a closer for a while. I'm trying to think of all.
Well, obviously Lidge.
Lidge, yeah.
But Lidge was... Yeah, so Papelbon only has 123.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's 123. Jose Mesa, the GOAT, had 112.
Okay.
Bedrosian had 103. Mitch Williams had 102. Lidge had a straight 100.
Okay.
And Tugger had 94.
Okay. And Lidge was basically three seasons.
Yeah.
It was really one season.
One season, yeah.
Yes.
His ERA in 09 was like 7-something.
215-592-9494. All right, Eagles. Started OTAs yesterday, but today was the first day that the media got to watch OTAs. Mm. Elliot was there. He will join us next to tell us what he saw. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.